Talking LLCs this morning, talking about business, talking about trademarks, and what people out there can do to get another line, a stream of income with Ted Jenkin from Oxygen Financial. And you've brought in a gentleman with you here today. The lawyer.
This is Patrick Norris from Atlanta Law. He's an expert in this stuff, not only wills, but also incorporating businesses and things like that. So I thought we'd have him along to answer some technical questions.
And speaking of technical questions, Patrick, you're actually helping me right now because I've got yetcomeon.com and I'm doing some work with you. And I didn't know what I needed to do because I've got all these shirts and all this junk to sell at the house, including like signed baseballs and stuff that I have that I'm just like, I'm going to unload it Burt Reynolds style. I saw Burt doing it. Why not? I mean, I don't know why Burt's doing it, but I just figure I got dust on this stuff and I don't need it.
It's not that hard to do, is it? Set up an LLC?
No, it's not. All you got to do is make a phone call. And how expensive is it? That's a good question. How much does it cost? Well, let's just start at the beginning even. If you're out there and anybody, feel free to give us a call too this morning, 404-741-7625. If you're thinking about starting a business online, Ted Jenkin of Oxygen Financial in with our lovely LLC attorney. First question is, how do you even start a business and do you need an LLC?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is your name. That's always the most important thing, and that's the most fun part for people. But beyond that, pretty basic stuff. You need an office, a P.O. box, something like that. But it's really not that much to put together.
So office, P.O. box is an office?
Well, I mean, the fact is, once you start getting income, if you sell stuff and you're getting paid income and you get a 1099.
Yeah, you've got to report that
well, facto,
to the government.
You have a business, right? And then the question after that is, do I need to get an LLC is about whether or not you want to protect yourself, right? You know, if somebody's going to sue you or come after your personal assets, and Patrick can talk about this, you're going to want to have something to insulate yourself. But it's easy. You can basically go to the corporations division, the Secretary of State, and you got to find the name of your company and reserve it. It costs a few bucks, and then you can get the process rolling.
Like you could call yourself anything, like Flamers.
As long as somebody doesn't have it.
What do you call your company?
I saw a few guys with shirts in Southside Steve's that had Flamers on it.
No. What's the name of your company? Jagoff? Has anybody got Jagoff?
If it's available.
You can call yourself anything. Now, do you need a bank account and a credit card? Or what about that? That's, you know, even when I was in business, I did not have a credit card. I used my personal credit card and involved it in my personal taxes. But you can do that, or do you need to?
It's going to make your accounting easier for sure, but there's some legal implications too. You definitely want to separate yourself from the business a little bit. Ted likes to call it the separation of the church and state. So, you know, you don't want to be viewed as the business. That's the whole idea behind an LLC is to be something different.
Something different. Never your personal name. So, Ted.
I mean, this is the thing, Steve. A lot of people make a huge, huge mistake, and they say, I have a business. And then they start trying to deduct expenses. But if you want to legitimately deduct those expenses and the IRS audits you down the road, you need to be able to say, well, why did I put this on a personal card versus a business card? If you really had a business, wouldn't you have a business bank account? Wouldn't you have a business credit card? So mm-hmm. The IRS is going to say, Steve, why'd you buy that computer on your personal card if you have a business? Why'd you put that meal on your personal card if you had a business? So you absolutely want to make a separation of church and state between your personal finances and the finances of the business.
All right, so if I called my company Ramrod, you know, for Ramrod Rickman, I would put Ramrod, and that would it. Ramrod. And everything would be on Ramrod.
Ramrod LLC.
What a great credit card to have.
Awesome.
Sir, I want to know what Ramrod is.
Ramrod, don't leave home without it.
I got your Ramrod. And do you need a domain name? That's another question, too, that, you know, just involved what I was wondering. Because, you know, you look at this stuff and you just want to set it up properly. And I think people just think they can go online and start doing their own thing, and you really can't.
That's less of a legal thing, but, you know, from a practical point of view, you want to have a website. Most businesses do.
You just need a basic website?
Well, it's not just the website. You have to think about this is that if you're going to brand your company, like in this case, do you own yetcomeon.com?
In that, yes, I do. I have
Soon
a trademark.
Own SouthsideSteve.com.
Yeah, those things I have trademarked.
Right.
For me.
But
yeah.
Still, even if you have them trademarked, the question is, do you own the domain? And then after that, I'm actually a big advocate of buying a lot of domains because when you do marketing, just because you have 20 domain names doesn't mean they can't all point to the same place. The idea is that you have to drive traffic. So if you had, you know, ramrod.com, ramrod.com, when somebody clicks on it, it might move over to yetcomeon.com so you can sell more mugs, more t-shirts, more hats, more things like that. But ultimately, out there in the World Wide Web, you have to capture the eyeballs and the traffic and get them to move into your website to do business.
And that would be the same thing like with Bailey and Southside, what we have here, or anybody out there that's doing something. What about people out there that sell their own stuff, you know, where you always see people that are buying and selling? What is that that you guys do, Nate? Like when you're
Etsy, for example, which I love. People set up their own shops online, sell their own handcrafted goods.
Right. Yeah. Etsy. And then what's the deal where you just sell stuff, like if you've got an old couch, like what Bailey does? If you're just
like the Craigslist group,
Craigslist
or eBay, things like
yeah.
that.
Do they need to do all this kind of stuff if you're just selling stuff? I mean, is that something you report to the government when you're selling things?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there are some eBay people that's just a hobby. They sell a few things here and there because they don't have money. A good example is my father-in-law. He had collected Yankees memorabilia for years, and he's just getting some extra retirement income, so he's just selling off some of his Mickey Mantle stuff and things like that.
Why not?
Just to make a few extra bucks. And then there's some people that basically their full-time business is they buy stuff and sell on eBay. Like, that is their business.
All right, well, what else? I'm trying to think of some other. Let's talk about these are the positive. What are the mistakes that I guess business owners make or doing any of these kind of things?
Having no plan and no money. That's one that I know Ted and I talk a lot about. We see a lot of that.
I think I had a plan. I felt like I had a plan.
Well,
most people feel like they had a plan. I'm like a smoking bandit bar. Yeah.
Well, you saw this, though, when you started the bar,
right?
You know, most people put down some numbers on an Excel spreadsheet, but of course you're going to convince yourself that whatever your numbers say, they're going to be right. And
yeah.
So it's one of those things where, you know, people say you got to measure twice and cut once, but people do it the opposite all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They run this thing, they go, yeah, look, within 6 months, I'm going to be making 50 grand. No, you won't. No, you won't, because you're going to have one legal problem, you're going to have two bad employees, and it's going to take you twice as long to get profitable than you thought it was. So you got to have capital to start the business, or you do it like maybe you're talking about. You might bootstrap a website, sell some stuff, make some money, and then reinvest that money back in the business.
They've got to align, because the things you want to do, you've got to have the money mm-hmm. to actually do them.
Like, yeah. Remember Bailey was talking about doing bungo boxes or something like that? He had
yeah.
some sort of thing.
Well, he's always trying to invent something, and I'm an inventor, too. I had a couple ideas.
Go on.
The one idea I had that was excellent is for picking up leaves. I was doing it by myself as a kid, and I wanted those things that, you know, I just figured you could have this thing that opens up, that the bag hooks on it, and you push them into the ground, stake it into the ground, and then it would be standing up, and you could throw all the leaves in it, and you wouldn't have to have anybody open the bag for you.
I told you you need a book. I told you that book yeah. will sell big time, right?
I do. I've got all these great ideas, and then Kroger kind of did it, and then all the grocery stores do it now, where they have the bags that kind of go around the metal handles. That was the principle of my, and I swear I had it first. Nobody believes me. And I also had a beer machine.
What's a beer machine?
Just like a Coca-Cola machine, or
you mean,
you know,
a vending machine with beer?
A vending machine with beer.
Like,
I think those exist.
And then the problem was carding people.
Well, they could do that now. You put in your ID, it has a barcode on it. You think they'd be able to figure that out? But I guess
I would love for you to work with me.
I think they already exist.
And then we'll go to Ted and Patrick over here, and we'll get an LLC, and we'll just do beer box. We'll call it the beer box.
Count me in.
Nate, what he needs is one of those nitrous oxide machines like they have for wine, where you get a card and then you can basically press a button and pour yourself like 4 ounces, 8 ounces, and a lot of wine bars, they have that now. But they don't necessarily have beer bars where you can click a button and then taste different beers. So they'll do a flight of beers at different bars, but the way they do a lot of flights of wine today at your upscale wine bars is that you put in a card, you can choose between 20 wines, and they have them on nitrous oxide, and you can just pour yourself a glass.
Man. Talking again with Ted Jenkins of Oxygen Financial this morning, and you brought in your LLC attorney that I think I'm going to use as well, Patrick here. And what is, when you're talking about business real quick before we're done here, what can you deduct? In other words, how does that all work? In a small business, like what somebody listening might want to do online.
This is probably people show up more excited about deductions than anything else. The big one probably for a lot of startups is the home office. That's a big one.
That could be your house?
Yeah, if you're working out of your house. You take
it
out part of it.
I work out of my garage.
Not necessarily the entire mortgage, but
okay.
And a lot of that gets more into accounting, but you know, there can be some auto deductions, some meals and entertainment. So there's some stuff there.
First of all, Steve, I have the greatest list of business deductions. If you're a 1099 or you have an LLC, I have the mm-hmm. greatest list of business deductions. It took me 20 years to put this thing together to show you how to go through every nook and cranny to take money off the bottom line. You can either pay yourself or pay the IRS. It's up to you.
Yeah, but do you get flagged as like a guy that's writing off too much and the IRS comes after you? That's always something that people wonder about.
I'm wise about how I do it.
Well, yeah, how can they reach you, Ted Jenkins, at Oxygen Financial?
Look, if you go to oxygenfinancial.net, we'll get you the list of business deductions for sure. We don't want you to have to pay more in taxes than you normally would, but there is definitely, this thing is an art more than it is a science. You have to be able to get it done the right way, and if you do it the right way, I mean, you're a listener out there and you got a business where you're making 10 grand or you're making 100 grand, there's a lot of ways that you can be able to run things through the business to make it successful for your family.
Yeah, come on. Thank you, Patrick.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, buddy.